Hello and welcome again to the Essential Install podcast series. I'm David Kitchener, the Managing Director of All Things Media Limited, a company that brings you Essential Install magazine and the EI Live exhibitions, amongst other projects. We've produced some 20 episodes now in this podcast series, and as most of you will know by now, we started these podcasts specifically to help the installer stroke integrator do their job better in the AV and home automation industry, also known as the custom install industry. There's a reason for me saying that a bit later. Within those 20 episodes, we have covered our industry association, distributors, manufacturers, and an industry initiative raising money for a worthy cause. However, today, this podcast is dedicated to celebrating 20 years as a distributor in the custom install market. That distributor is Envision. In fact, when I first came into this market sector some 15 years ago, Envision was one of the first companies I visited, having launched Essential Install magazine. And at that time, meeting the founder, Steve Behan, who founded the company in 2002. Lovely man, Steve. He would always take me for an annual lunch to see what discounts he could get me to adhere to for the coming year. Bless you, Steve. I know you're out there somewhere, probably on the golf course on the first tee or something. In those days, there was Envision Express, and one of the first ads in the first issue of Essential Install was Envision advertising plasma displays for Panasonic. Well, time flies when you're having fun, and Envision are now celebrating their 20th anniversary with a party to celebrate on the horizon. So I'm joined today on this podcast by Mark Taylor, the Commercial Director of Envision.
Hi, David.
No doubt you've seen an awful lot of things in all of those years, 20 years in this particular industry.
I've got many a story, David.
And I'm also joined by Peter Alloway, Head of Business Development for Envision. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you, David.
I would add that Peter is one of the nicest people in our industry. When I say that, I always expect him to be a little embarrassed, but no, he just puffs his chest out a little further. Bless him. Dan Sate, our editor, Essential Install magazine, of course, is also joining us. Welcome, Dan.
Hi there. Good to be back again.
Mark, when did you join Envision all those days and years ago in the Steve Behan days, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I mean, the Steve Behan days have only really just come to an end. I think it was 2019 when he retired, but I joined in 2008. And I joined shortly after, I suppose, the Midwich acquisition, which I think was
2007,
wasn't it? Something like that, Peter, wasn't it? So yeah. I was a recruit from the acquiring company back then in, 2008. And yes, it's flown by, should I say.
So was it not long, you joined not long after the Midwich acquisition, is that what you're saying?
That's it. So I think you mentioned Envision Express earlier. That was actually, so the Midwich acquired Envision, and it acquired a successful business that it wanted a fast track to the custom install market. So Envision was acquired, and I came along, was sort of told about this industry, this fantastic high net worth individual, glamorous industry. Sold the dream, or was David? The dream.
Just like us all, of course.
Absolutely, absolutely. And principally, I came in to, so Envision was already an established distributor of professional technology, particularly, Peter will know better than I, multi-room audio and things back then, to the custom install market. And at the time, I think Midwich was selling consumer products to the custom install market. I think they had attended a CEDIA show as Midwich and things like that. And I suppose my role, I came in and we created Envision Express, and that was to take the commodity products to the custom install channel and through Envision, which we thought was a much better place to take that through than Midwich, because obviously Midwich has many markets and focuses it has on. So it was sort of, on acquisition, it was a logical step. And that was my introduction, really, back in 2008.
Baptism of fire with Steve Behan.
Absolutely. It was all good.
Yeah, we've all come a long way since then. Peter, absolutely. How long have you been with Envision?
I think I'm actually chalking up 16 years. And that's been one hell of a journey. Lots of exciting times, lots of growth, and obviously with the acquisition and then further rolling that out over the past couple of years has been, made it even more exciting, quite frankly. So, good times.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on, that's for sure. Anyway, Mark, I mentioned custom install in my intro. There is a reason for that, really. When I came into the industry all those years ago, and Dan is with me on this, people were called, of course, custom installers. They called themselves custom installers in those days. Coming up to the present day, many people tell me they'd like to be referred to as smart home technicians. There are several other names for them. But I'm interested to see that that InVision's mantra currently is committed to custom. So by definition, are you using the term custom installers again?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever stopped. I think, smart home is an exciting term. And I think going back, I don't know, sort of putting it to probably those launch of Google Nest and those type of things, I think we were all excited about the smart home and what they did, because it helped describe a bit more what we did. Because I think we were all struggling back in the days, the elevator pitch, we're in the elevator with someone, how do we describe what we did? And we would say custom install. It was very difficult to communicate that. So smart home really helped us all. And we very much use smart home over the years. But we've always, we're a trade only supplier. So
are you a smart home company?
I think we supply professional technologies to custom installers. And I think we've always done that. That's always been our mantra. And I think, I suppose the question is, why do we feel the need to have a pledge and qualify that? Well, I think what's happened over the years is smart home has become much more ubiquitous as more and more products have rolled out. And I think because of that, the nature of that term now, I believe it's so wide now, I don't think it clarifies and qualifies what we do and also particularly our customers do. But I think importantly for ourselves as InVision, we are a trade-only supplier. So our customers, our custom installers, that hasn't really changed over the years. Obviously our customers have a job to communicate out to the end user. So smart home technology is a great word to use. But I think for ourselves, and interestingly, going back to the strategy with InVision Express, InVision was a successful business distributing technical multi-room audio and various other products. The reason we had a different identity for the commodity products was that we wanted to ensure that nothing changed with the identity of InVision, that this was, we hadn't changed our business. We just had added some great commodity products to our portfolio through the acquisition, through Midwich. We were able to offer these products as well, which just added to the portfolio. It was another place, another product you could get from one place. And we wanted that clear identity. Over a time period, everyone knew that was the case. It was, they knew we were still a technical distributor with these great commodity products. And InVision Express as a brand ended up becoming our online portal brand. And actually still the URL, one of the URLs we use is InVision Express for our online portal. And that's just a place to access it. I think what's happened is over the years, commodity products have come more into the custom channel as technologies and IP has sort of developed, these commodity products have come in, Sonos being a key one. And I think for us now, why we felt the need to more, say this is our mantra, committed to custom, is we just needed to remind that whilst we do these and that they're fantastic commodity products, our business is really about our core dedicated custom install products. These products that are built around the delivering professional product to the residential install market.
No, that's good. I mean, I like going back to kind of our roots, really, the using the custom install, and you know we're dealing with custom installers.
I think it's important.
I was going to say, Dan, you've heard some titles along the years, haven't you?
Well, there's a big difference, I think, between what the industry, the language the industry uses to talk to each other, you know, for distributors to talk to custom installers, and what language we might use when talking to an end user, or what language an installer might use when talking to an end user. And I think the problem that we've struggled as an industry to, you know, find a label to call custom installers is because every project is different, every customer is different. They might be having a home cinema, so they think of their custom installer as a home cinema installer, or they might be having a whole home automation system, so they think of their company as an automation provider. So it's very difficult, and I think, you know, we have kind of, you know, spent quite a lot of time and energy trying to think of labels for our industry, but I don't know if it really matters too much, as long as we're doing well and people are identifying with the different things that we offer, and keeping kind of language relatively the same through the years within the industry, I think is useful, just because it provides an easy kind of shorthand for people to understand what we're talking about and what we're doing. And I think, you know, Envision, my kind of take on where the company sort of come from and where it is now, I think what's really nice now is it really does, you know, that phrase, you know, committed to custom, really does mean a lot now, because you look at the brand lineup and the products. You know, there's some really, really competitive, really key brands in there, some very high-end, you know, high-performance things that people can really get their teeth into.
Yeah, and I think absolutely spot on. And like you say, the language inside, it's easier when you're with inside the industry, because you know, right? So that makes it easy. But I think what we, you know, the challenge perhaps of today is, you know, in these times where, you know, everybody's very busy, hopefully doing, you know, lots of good jobs. And we just felt, look, we've got a mixture of, like the market has, we've got a mixture of product in our portfolio. We've got some, you know, fantastic commodity products. And we've got some great dedicated custom install products. And committed to custom was our pledge, really, to continue to work and find those products which are the core backbone of the installer's business, and improve on those terms to make it easier to sell those products and to make it easier to do business with those products. But also, we also wanted an identity which we could make it easier for the installer to identify what is a dedicated custom install product and what is a commodity product, so they could see it at a glance. So we've got a logo and a badge that we can slap on something and say, no, this is a dedicated custom install product, and just make it very easy for the installer to differentiate what are the two.
Yeah, absolutely. Peter, you've got you're on the front line, I know, these days. Not that you're not, Mark, but I know, Peter, you're always out there. You've got some 27, 28 brands now. I mean, how is business generally? Do you find we're booming as an industry?
We've come through 2 years of very strange times through COVID. Bizarrely enough, a very exciting time through all of that time, because people had time at home. Everyone was still trying to work from home, but exciting times for them to look around what they had, what they needed to add to make life easier. They couldn't go on holiday, couldn't buy the new car, couldn't do all sorts of things. We're coming out of that, and May certainly saw, I think, a bit of an influx in people jumping on a plane and getting the hell out of here to get that long-awaited vacation.
When flights are not cancelled, of course.
Absolutely, and I just don't quite understand what's going on in that industry, quite frankly, when they've got people banging down the door to get out of the country, jump on one of their vehicles and off they go. And they're saying no. Very strange. But yeah, so I think May threw some challenges out there. But otherwise, the activity out there is very good. An awful lot of our customers are very busy with some good pipeline projects coming along. There's still some projects that had been mothballed during COVID for, again, a whole host of reasons. One of those was material supply and costs and God knows what else.
Of course.
And that's just in the building trade without some of the challenges that we've seen with some products and brands. But again, the committed to custom type product is the specialist product for the custom installer, the guy that's designing that into a project and is going to have that being supported by a control platform of choice in that marketplace, whether it's cinema, whether it's a whole house automation solution to enhance a way of life and make life easier for many customers that just can.
Yeah,
that's the business we're in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to see the businesses going well. And through those 27, 28 brands you have now, I'm guessing you've got an offering pretty much in every category, have you?
Yeah, we're constantly being approached. We're constantly looking at our lineup. We haven't got any big staring great holes in what we're offering as to, oh, we must fill that gap with anything right now. But that's going back to Steve Bean's days, was always bringing new and innovative technology to the marketplace, some of it very early on it. And that was something that we would work very closely with and build and run to have very long relationships with on there. So, no, I can't see that there's any great gaping holes in there right now. But I've had some interesting emails over the past few days, I must admit, that I need to have a chat with Mark about.
I think sort of one of the things with us, and perhaps this is where we're at a business now, and you learn a lot in 20 years, right? So you learn what to do, but also perhaps what not to do. And, you know, like all, we've made a few mistakes. You know, we won't hide from that. And
as we all have. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, not to harp on about committed to custom too much, but one of the things, one of our pledges on committed to custom is when we bring a committed to custom brand on, that actually, you know, we've done a lot of the legwork for the installer in advance. You know, we've made sure in our opinion it's innovative and it's a class leading product. You know, we make sure we can manage the marketplace, we make sure that it has an appropriate warranty for it, we make sure that, you know, our support team can get properly under the bonnet and be there as to support when required, and, you know, be able to train and you know, got demo programs and everything like that. So, you know, whilst, you know, we're always looking for new, latest and greatest, you know, we've got to make sure we can keep and offer these terms and make sure they're appropriate for the marketplace.
Very solid way of moving forward.
Essential Install Magazine is the leading title for the smart home, AV and home cinema markets. Packed monthly with news, views, features, products and case studies, it's a must read for any integration company looking to source new products and increase their profits. If you'd prefer to get your smart home and high quality AV news online, then get along to essentialinstall.com. Updated daily with news, product releases and case studies. Essential Install is the last word in smart home, AV and home cinema coverage. Don't miss out. Stay up to date with Essential Install in print and online.
Well, not to be controversial, but actually I believe controversy can be quite good as it provokes debate. But I couldn't help noticing the latest quote, which I love actually, from you guys. The pound for pound, InVision produces the best home cinema. Great, great phrase. Of course, I've been in it. I've listened to it. It blew me away. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, well, it's. Did you like the boxing gloves?
Loved it.
No, it's. You know, it's clearly a bit of tongue in cheek, David.
Come on.
but look, we're very proud of it. Actually, we got a great review a few months back from John Archer. I don't know if anyone's out there seen it, but really fantastic. He came and spent some good time and great, gave us a great review. And look, you know, we've put a lot of time, effort, blood, sweat and tears into it. And
it's full of Quicks, full of Quicks speakers now, isn't it?
Yeah, Quicks. So the literally lineup is Quicks from the speaker point of view, Sony and Screen Innovations from projector and projector screen, home cinema modules, seating, and of course, Trinov and audio control from processing and amplification. We're desperately proud of it. And, you know, we've had a lot of people through the doors and, you know, people have said very nice things to us and it's given us some good confidence. And look, really what we're saying is that we spend a lot of time and effort on this and we think we've got a really good demonstration here and you know, we're pretty proud of it. So
it's almost been a comment or phrase that we've repackaged, if you like, that's been feedback from our customers that have come through in there as well.
What, the pound for pound thing?
Yeah, pretty
I
much.
I think that's great. I think more companies should be bold. More companies should actually shout about things in that way, in my view.
Yeah. And I think from a general sort of point of view, one of the things that, you know, we've been writing about a lot and visiting a lot of demonstration spaces over the last sort of year, you know, it really has kind of been one of the step changes right across the industry. The level of demonstration spaces now is so good.
Battle of the showrooms, Dan, isn't it these days?
Yeah, a little bit like that. But I think you know, I haven't, you know, I've been to see a lot of them and I haven't seen a bad one yet. They're all really, really good. And they're obviously all slightly different. Each distributor has a slightly different kind of customer base. There's some crossover here and there, obviously, and there's some competition there. But I think what's just really good for the industry in general is that everybody's really got their head around how to present one of these things, and not only that, but also make it deliverable for the installer. So literally the customer can go in there and go, right, I want this, and they can have exactly that. Or, you know, if it needs tweaking or it needs changing or whatever the customer needs, they can do that too. But it just gives a platform where people can go in and go, oh, because I speak to a lot of consumers about kind of home cinema. The level of penetration is still really low in terms of what people think when they think home cinema. I think, oh, something that they had maybe 20 years ago that was on sort of horrible little speakers on stands around, you know, they desk a lot of them still think it's that. And you show them,
I've still got those, Dan,
like the show them something like the InVision space, and they're just blown away because they can't believe how good it is. Way better than most commercial cinema experiences you'll have, and just a great platform.
In fact, it ruins the commercial cinema experience.
Absolutely.
I've got to say, that is the downside to it. No more do we want to go to the commercial cinema. But I mean, and look, yeah, you're dead right, Dan. You know, that is definitely a marked difference from perhaps Steve Bean's founding days. There was barely a showroom around. In fact, I don't know if anybody really had a showroom back then. And now everyone, and like you say, they're all very good. And what we're really saying is, look, we spent time, effort here, and we're pretty proud. So, but don't believe us. Come and hear it for yourself. You know, that's really what we're saying.
Well, of course, everybody's got the opportunity to do just that coming up, of course, because this podcast is about you guys being, you know, being around for 20 years, which is great. It's all interesting stuff. But let's turn to the, if I may, the 20th anniversary celebrations taking place at the showroom with this theatre and many, many, many other products at Innovation House on the 13th and 14th of July, which I'm sure will be a blast. Well, we'll make it a blast anyway, Peter, won't we?
Of course we will. You and I are there. What more can people want, mate?
Absolutely what. But you're calling it the house party. What's going on in those 2 days, 13th to 14th? I note on the website that you mentioned keynote speakers. Yes, are you having presentations? I mean, what's going on? You've got the dancing girls rolling up and the band the band coming through, you know, like they're doing
Waffles on the
Street.
So absolutely. So we will have some keynotes and some thought-provoking, interesting talks. But actually, as much as anything, we'll have a lot of representation from our manufacturers there. And really, we want it as an open format where people can come and talk to us, talk to our manufacturers, you know, hear interesting conversations, see new products, and sort of network with like-mindeds, really. But we do want it, it is a celebration for us, this one, and we do want it to feel party like. So we got some things we're going to make it party like with. I don't want to give away too much, but it will definitely have a party feel and atmosphere to it.
So you're keeping some of these things close to your chest then, guys?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we'll be rolling some of these things out, but look, we're going to have the new Sony projectors there, showing in our cinema as well.
Well, I was going to say, Mark, I put some social out early on, as you probably saw. Dear old Michael, your Michael Roberts, picked it up and mentioned all the brands. So give us a bit of a shout out to the brands that's on show in the showroom.
So, well, in terms of the event itself, Sony will be there with the new projectors in our demonstration cinema as well. They'll also have got some new Pro Bravia TVs coming out, which will be on show as well. We've got the founder of...
By any chance be the first time people have seen those? Are there any kind of world exclusives there? Or
no, I think the projectors have been they've been launched, but I think actually this will be in coinciding roughly with roundabout stock actually coming in on these projectors. And whilst we've shown them, they've been shown at Sony, they will not have been shown in our facility as of yet. So it's really putting it into the real life, our demonstration facility. That will not have happened. So that will be a first. Some of the Bravia TVs, yes, absolutely, that they will be new showings, the Pro Bravia TVs. We also have the founder of Home Cinema Modules coming over for the event, Rene, and he's got a really exciting product that was shown at ISE, but I think not all will have seen it. It's the Antares, which is a new launched, soon to be launched product. We'll also have the Surgix team there, and that's a relatively new product for ourselves. So those guys will be there, and then we'll see some of the older faces. I don't know if they'll appreciate me saying the older faces, but Jose from Origin, and they've got some new products that that will be on show as well. So yeah, there's a whole host of stuff, and we will be communicating more and more in the coming days.
I think it sounds great, actually. And you've seen the Wolf of Wall Street, right?
Yeah, yes.
You know that marching band that comes through the thing? I can just see that, just marching Absolutely. Through the Innovation House. Don't you think?
I could see you leading that, David, actually, up the windy driveway to our building with your baton, giving it a twirl.
hey, you've seen me at other parties, I'm assuming. But it sounds like a blast, and it's over 2 days.
Yeah.
I booked my hotel, by the way, where you guys are staying. So,
excellent.
I hope maybe I can get a drink out of Peter and Mark. Do you think, Dan?
Oh, I thought you were doing
not
that.
Not a problem.
Did we not agree that?
I saw a post on LinkedIn, David. I might have posted that one about you, David. But
is that my card behind the bar again?
Absolutely, yeah.
You remember we were schooled by Mr. Bean.
oh, absolutely, yeah.
We have got some great goodie bags.
Yes.
Merchandise being gathered by some of our partner brands, being put together, and be an absolute delight to get these out to some of our worthy customers coming over to see us over those 2 days. Looking forward to that.
We'll have some really exciting merch on the way. I think we'll have the goodie bags of all goodie bags, actually.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh, we look forward to those. Yeah. Well, you know the installers and the homies in particular, they love merch.
Absolutely.
They love their merchandising bags. Yeah. You better make sure the homies get to know about that, and then
Absolutely.
It'll all be there.
We'll get that out there, don't worry.
I think it sounds wonderful. And
joining us, obviously, David. You and the team?
Well, I'm going to be there. I mean, as you know, we're supporting you big time with Essential Install magazine and as a media partner, so we're going to be promoting it big time. We're doing a lot of socials, as you know. So, I'm looking forward to it. And it'll be nice to see and you won't mind me mentioning this, of course, we are going to be producing you a 20th anniversary magazine.
Yeah.
Specifically for the, you know, this year's celebrations. I notice you we're hoping to get some good speakers in there. You know, maybe Jeremy. Is Jeremy Burkhart coming over, by the way, for your bash at all?
No, he's not. No.
Hasn't fallen off his Harley again, has he?
No, I don't think so. Not that I'm aware. Jeremy won't. But I think, yeah, for this the celebratory magazine, I think we talked about it the other day, didn't we? We worked with some really interesting characters over the past and very influential in the industry as well. So, yeah, they would only be too delighted to add to that as well. So,
So here's a question for you, not wishing to button you down. Who's been the most flamboyant chapess you've worked with over the years?
Oh, wow.
Dave Donald's got to be up there, hasn't he? He's got to be. He was fairly flamboyant.
Dave Donald could hold an audience absolutely anywhere.
Do I know Dave Donald? Who was that?
He was Origin Acoustics.
Yeah.
That's...
I think you must... Yeah.
Yes.
Clearly came from the same schooling as Jeremy Burkhart, who you just hang on to every word he's got to say, and yet he'd rarely talk about his product or his brand, but you'd come away absolutely inspired and invigorated to go off and do something. And
he was good from a motivational
absolutely
kind of speaker,
incredible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely mm-hmm. incredible. It's always a pleasure to spend time with any of the Origin team.
And how about the most charismatic?
For me, it probably has to go to Pete Baker, doesn't it? Doesn't it, Pete?
Mr.
your namesake?
Mr. Smooth himself, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, he wins hands down, surely.
Absolutely.
He's a legend, the legend that is Pete Baker.
Absolute legend, absolute professional, and a masterclass of selling differently.
Yeah.
I had a get together with him in Barcelona when ISE was on, and we found a corner and we had a chat. And clearly, I mean, he's a lovely guy. I know Dan is a great advocate of Pete's as well, but he's invited me over to California, and of course, he's got two motorbikes, as you probably know.
Yeah.
And we're going to go driving off into the sunset. So I'm quite looking forward to that trip.
Will you return, David?
Well, who knows? That's assuming I don't fall off it, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, that all sounds great. So anybody listening, save the date for the Innovation House party, the 13th to 14th of July at, as I say, Innovation House Bracknell. It does come under Bracknell, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Full details and to register free, I understand.
Absolutely.
Go to the Envision website. Okay, so I think that's about time. It just leaves me to say thank you to Mark Taylor and Peter Alloway.
Yeah, thank you for... investing time with us and helping us as the marketing vehicle that you are to get this out there, and all the other support that we've engaged you with to help us get this out there and get our customer base, colleagues along to help us celebrate, I think, a pretty cool achievement, 20 years in this industry. So I'm really looking forward to seeing industry colleagues and a whole load of customers coming through. Looking forward to it big time. Thank you.
Well, it's a well-worn phrase, but it's nice working with nice people. And you know, stop laughing, Mark. I mean that seriously.
Absolutely. it was full sincerity.
But Envision are old friends of ours, obviously. And once again, Dan, thanks for joining us. Editor of Essential Install Magazine. He's your man if you want coverage in the magazine.
Yeah, give us a shout. Obviously, we'll be at the open day. We'll be covering that in the magazine and online as well. So looking forward to that.
Okay, thank you for listening. And keep your ears open for the next in the Essential Install podcast series. Goodbye and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Essential Install Magazine podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast in your chosen podcast app so you never miss an episode. Stay up to date with Essential Install in print and online. Visit essentialinstall.com.